The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 285. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Travel will change your life. It opens your eyes to the mysterious and makes historical events come alive. In 2017, you can experience the culture, history, and legends of Brittany with the next Celtic Invasion Vacation. You'll join a small group of 8 to 10 invaders who love Celtic music and culture like you and who love to travel. Subscribe to the mailing list to join a free webinar on Tuesday, December 6th. On breaking down the Celtic travel barrier. Join the webinar and invasion at CelticInvasion.com.
I wish I was in Carrickfergus, only for nights in Ballygrand. I would swim over the deepest ocean, only for nights in Ballygrand. But the sea is wide and I can't cross over, neither have I the wings to fly. I just show me some boatmen to ferry me over to my love and die. My childhood days bring back sad reflections of happy time spent so long ago. My boyhood friends, my own relations, have all passed on now, like melting snow. For I spend my days in endless roaming, soft is the grass, my bed is free. Ah, to be back there in Carrickfergus on that long road down to the sea. It is recorded on marble stones there, as black as ink, with gold and silver I would support her, but I'll sing no more now till I get a drink. For I'm drunk today and I'm seldom sober. A handsome rover from town to town. Ah, but I'm sick now, my days are numbered. Come all you young men and lay me down.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster and your host. And you just heard Carrickfergus by Jed Marum from his album, his brand new album, in fact, Calla's Waltz. First, I want to start this off by saying happy Thanksgiving. I hope you are having a wonderful day with your family. And I hope this show might provide you a little bit of a Thanksgiving music. I actually had some shows in the past where I cater them specifically for Thanksgiving, trying to come up with themes and such. This show is not that. It's just a fun episode of Celtic music, and I think you're going to have a lot of fun. And since I'm expecting this to be background music for your Thanksgiving celebrations, I'm going to get straight into the music. This is the Gas Men with Liverpool, Plains of Boyle, and Jolly Beggarman from their album Clement Street.
Well, for recreation, we went on a tramp. And we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Found, and a little wee drummer, intending to camp for the day, being pleasant and charming. Well, good morning, good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you gentlemen, we did reply, intending no trouble, but just to pass by, for it being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And the soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. But says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the lend of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, yet we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange places to see, although that your offers are charming, and we have no desire to take your advance. All hazards and dangers we bar to our own chance, for you'd have no scruples but to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spalpeen or brat, for if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. So Arthur and I, we soon drew our hearts, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side, well, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur McBride, and temper their rage in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his palm, and we made a football of his rowdy dow-dow. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious returning. And we, having no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to their two bloody backs, for we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits, for we were the lads who would give them hard clouts and bid them look sharp in the morning. Well, named me cousin, one of a McBride. As we went a-walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed, and what did betide. For it be a long Christmas morning.
Leaving my poor darling alone. with these cold prison bars all around me. And my head on a pillow of stone. Now I have a grand ship on the ocean, all mounted with silver and gold. And before my poor darling would suffer, oh, that ship would be anchored and sold. Oh, that ship would be anchored and sold. Come close now and hear my old prisoner song. And before my poor darling would suffer, oh, that ship would be anchored and sold.
After the Gas Men was Jesse Ferguson with Arthur McBride from The Butcher Boy, then came Mitchell and Vincent with Patty Went to London and The Cliffs of Moher from Circling the Square, then Hugh Morrison from his new album Prison Ballads, that was Prisoner's Song, finally Hearthfire Duo with A Minor Tradition from Rising Tides. Celtic Podcast News. Kilted Kings, my band, are still performing at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival through the second weekend of December. Details are at kiltedkings.com. Every day from now until Christmas, you can listen to past episodes of the Celtic Christmas Podcast directly on our Facebook page. Or you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and just about everywhere you listen to podcasts online. Subscribe at CelticChristmasMusic.net. And finally, I do want to send a special thanks to the patrons of the podcast. Your generous pledge of as little as $1 per episode pays for the production of this podcast, as well as my time in producing the show. You will enjoy a personal podcast feed where you can listen to the show before regular subscribers, occasional extended editions of the show, and of course, my deepest thanks. When we hit a milestone, you get a two-hour special. Special thanks to our newest patrons, Rachel Barkos and Harvey Yall. Help celebrate Celtic culture through music. Become a patron today. Let's get back to that music. Next up is Mary Jane Lamond from her album Storus. This is Mari Ban Veil As Es.
Rigoi tua farnen gay. Ma shakum posa gruagoch, ha hua sounen glown age. Gerboyach umagasu vod fagus out of moon. Hanya crony are forced to pen and not the green. Naviawim sabo wancha, dumbiarlim nam vimri. Ket fi wayan wifrut, mo wafo do vunyo min. Gurlian for match riharish, had an anir es manuag. Tolis gamar in canyo, no mayawan atown. Boy, a horse, der gar nor na gul. Gefia box, giava cord, buia, and nordic down and quick. Faminching sab once to wish, nor va mi honey was. Sunish of on a gag mea, fanyel mohava through us. Shafari, stu aya half on grace. ching sas khaji di hirin pyo a khui khaji amin chuk hanishin ha kamyan skusun chich mo hya wi kha gan gish te yani khosh khatrekh mi kena hinaka kak min chin kam polyan
On the banks of the roses, we love and I sit down. Night's a gal, me fiddle for to play me love a tune. When in the middle of the two and all, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, won't you leave me? When I was a young one, I heard me father say that he would rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than be married to any runaway. By the lovely sweet banks of the roses, on the banks of the roses, love and I sit down. Night's a gal, me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the two and all, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, won't you leave me? Well, I am a runaway and I will let them know that I can take the bottle or can leave it alone. And if her daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter home. Johnny shall go roving with some other on the banks of the roses, me love and I sit down. Night's a gal, me fiddle for to play me love a tune. When in the middle of the two and all, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, won't you leave me? When I get married and be in the month of May, grasses are green and the meadows they are gay, and me true love will sing and sport and play. By the lovely sweet banks of the roses, on the banks of the roses, we love and I sit down. Night's a gal, me fiddle for to play me love a tune. When in the middle of the two and all, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, won't you leave me? And on the banks of the roses, me love and I sit down. Night's a gal, me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the two and all, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, won't you leave?
Thank you. stepping wind off the cove blows me right back to the treasure trove. When it switches round to blow me home again, I might wake up with a pocket full of gems.
After Mary Jane Lamond was New York Brogue with the Banks of the Roses from Live from the Poor Mouth, then Pitch the Pete from Far From Home. That was Enlève Nua, Killaville, and Jerry's Beaver Hat. And finally, the Saucy Rovers with Old Rippin' Wind from Treasure Sickness. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening or from one of your trips to the Celtic Nations. Call 678-KELTPOD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Brian McReynolds shared a photo on Facebook. I'm at work upgrading some temperature controllers. It's a lot nicer work with some Celtic music from your podcast. Eric Atkinson wrote in the show notes, I'm working and living in Pyongyang, North Korea. I don't get TV or radio, and I have very limited internet access. I rely on DVDs and podcasts for home entertainment. While on a breather trip to Beijing, I downloaded a lot of Irish and Celtic music podcasts, and I listened to at least one every day. I'm listening to one right now. Thanks for providing such great entertainment. It's really appreciated in this challenging place to live. Keep up the good work. And P.S., I also play Celtic flute, and with lots of time to practice, I'm getting quite good. I've got my first private concert next Saturday, so Irish and Celtic music will be played live in the International Compound in Pyongyang, North Korea, next weekend. Finally, Liam Smith posted on Facebook while listening to your podcast number 284, 2 hours of On Fire Celtic music. My wife and I were quite taken with Inishfall's song, My Lagan Love. I didn't hesitate to order the MP3s from Amazon, and of course, I sent them a note to let them know where I found your music. Then, of course, I had to read all about them on their website. I'm well pleased. Thanks so much, Liam. That show is getting a lot of good sharing over on Facebook, which, you know, obviously brings in new fans to the podcast. When you share any of those little, I do little advertising videos, these 30-second videos that where I highlight what the latest episode of the week is and do a little promotion. And I'm getting a lot of people not only sharing it, and I really appreciate that, but also clicking the link, subscribing, and more. So thank you all so much for doing that. And thanks for keep listening. I hope you enjoy that 2 hour special. Let's get back to the music. Next up is Belfast Andy with St. Patrick Was a Gentleman from All That Glitters.
St. Patrick was a gentleman, he came from decent people. He built a church in Dublin, turning on it, put steeple. Father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Brady, and his aunt was on the Shockness, seeing his uncle and O'Grady. The Wicklow hills are very high, and so's a hill of Hoser. There's a hill much higher, still much higher than the Boser. On the top of this high hill, St. Paddy preached a sermon. Well, he drove the frogs into the bogs, and he banished all the vermin. Not the mile of vermin's eye, but the dirty vermin musters. There St. Pat put his forefoot down, and he murdered them in clusters. The frogs went hop, the toads went plop, slap, fish until the water. The snakes committed suicide to save themselves from slaughter. 900,000 reptiles blew, he charmed with sweetest courses. He dined on them and killed the loo with soups and second courses. All the blind worms in the grass disgusted all the nation. It was down to hell, the holy spell, and it changed our situation. No wonder that the Irish boy should be so gay and frisky. And St. Patrick taught them that as well as making whiskey. No wonder that the saint himself should understand the stilling. For his mummy kept the shaving shop in the town of Inniskillen. If I was a fortunate as to be black and monster, I'd be bound into the ground and never once would stare, sir. There's St. Paddy planted turf, cabbages and pretties, pigs galore, my grandma's store, all the boys and ladies. And if I was a fortunate as to be black and monster, I'd be bound into the ground and never once would stir, sir. There's St. Paddy planted turf, cabbages and pretties, pigs galore, my grandma's store, altar boys and ladies.
Thank you. If you visit that place, I think you will see there's a piece of my heart there along Cloudy Key.
Oh, Kid O'Connell, oh, don't break my heart. Don't tell me it's over before it can start. Let me stay with you for an evening or three, and I know if you'll love me,
it'll set my heart free.
After Belfast, Andy was the Beer Mats with the Cheeky Goat from Easter Lily, then Bana with Kieran O'Connell from Cheers, and finally the Muckers with Eddie Connors from their self-titled album, The Muckers. If you enjoy Celtic music, then subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today to download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Please rate the show on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher, whichever that is, and remember to support the artists who support this podcast. This is most important. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, just like Liam did. And finally, remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20. It is easier than ever to do. Just list the show number and the name of one or two bands. That's it. You can vote once for each episode and help me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2016 episode. We just have a few more episodes before the voting ends, so cast your vote today. In the meantime, we're going to finish up the show with New Shilling. This is Mary Ellen Carter, Coal Miner's Reel, and Christmas Eve from Irish Town Sessions. Thanks again, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I will be back next week. Sláinte.
town last October in a pouring driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. It's close to 3 Mile Rock, she was dealt her mortal blow. Then the Mary Ellen Carter said hello. There was just as five aboard her when she finally was awash. We worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down causes to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter'd rise again. We talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million, floating at the dock. And every jar to hit the bar, we swore we would remain. Make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. For those who love their best, have her with her till the end. We'll make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring, now we've been with her in a barge lent by a friend. 2 dives a day in a hard hat suit, twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet, the currents here are slow. I'd never have the strength to go below. We've patched her rents and sealed her vents, dug hatch and porthole down. Tied cables to her fore and aft, girded her around. And tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain. Make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. For those who are best, have her with her till the end. We'll make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Couldn't leave her there, you see, crumble into scale. She saved her life so many times, living through the gale and the dirty laughing rats that left her to a sorry grave. They won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you every place you go. Turn to and put out all your strength of arm, heart and brain. Be like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broke and your life's about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a loving friend. Be like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broke and your life's about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a loving friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Thank you.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com.